One of the most common recommendations pet owners receive when their dog reaches senior status is to switch them to a senior dog food formula. It seems logical, right? Older dog, senior food. But is this actually the best advice for every aging dog? In this episode, I'm going to challenge this conventional wisdom and explain why senior dog food isn't necessarily the right choice for every senior dog. Welcome to the Senior Dog Tales podcast. This podcast is about everything related to living with and caring for an aging dog. I'm Leida, a veterinarian in the Netherlands with more than 30 years of experience. For the last 21 years in my own practice, I've mainly focused on dogs, particularly dogs in the second half of their lives, dogs with life experience, so to speak. With this podcast, I want to share my knowledge and experience to help you make the golden years of your furry friend as happy and healthy as possible. Each episode will dive into different aspects of aging in dogs, from nutrition and exercise to medical care and dealing with age-related ailments. I hope this podcast will be a source of support and inspiration for you as you and your dog go through this special phase of life together. This is episode 4, where I'll be talking about senior dog food and whether it's actually the right choice for your aging companion. Let's dive in. So, many pet owners automatically switch to senior dog food when their dog reaches a certain age, believing that it's the best thing for their pet. But what if I told you that for many senior dogs, standard senior formula foods might not be the ideal choice? In fact, they could potentially contribute to a health challenge many aging dogs face: muscle loss. In this episode, I'll talk about what makes a dog food senior. I'll explain the protein myth that has influenced senior dog food formulation for years, and I'll help you understand what factors actually should determine your dog's diet as they age. So let me start with a maybe surprising fact. There's actually no regulatory standard for what qualifies as a senior dog food. Unlike puppy food, which has specific nutritional requirements established by organizations like the AFCO in the USA, that's the Association of American Feed Control Officials, and the European Pet Food Industry Federation, FIDEF, in Europe. There is no official definition of what makes a food appropriate for senior dogs. So when you walk down the pet food aisle, you'll see bags and cans labeled as senior, mature, aging care, and these are often accompanied by lovely pictures of grey muzzles and active seniors on the front of the bag. These are marketing terms, not scientifically defined categories. So as I said, this is actually quite different from puppy food, where there are specific requirements for growth and development. For senior dogs, each manufacturer can decide what constitutes a senior formula based on their own criteria and research. I often have clients who are quite surprised by this. They assume that if a bag says senior formula, it must meet some official standard designed specifically for older dogs. But the reality is, there's tremendous variation between various different senior brands. Some might have significantly reduced protein, while others maintain higher levels but with added supplements. Some focus primarily on calorie reduction, while others emphasize joint support ingredients. Manufacturers have complete freedom to decide what goes into a senior formula and also what age constitutes senior status. The result is that senior dog foods vary widely in their nutritional profiles. Now, that said, there are some common modifications that you'll typically find in foods marketed for older dogs. First, senior formulas are usually lower in calories. This is based on the assumption that older dogs are less active, their metabolism changes, and therefore they need fewer calories to maintain their weight. And this is in many cases true. but it's not for all dogs. Second, many, though not all, senior foods contain less protein than adult maintenance formula. This stems from outdated concerns about kidney function in older dogs. I'll talk about that in a minute. Third, senior formulas often include additional supplements like glucosamine, chondroitin, and omega-3 fatty acids to support joint health and cognitive function. And finally, some senior dog foods have softer texture to accommodate dental issues that are very common in older dogs. The age at which a dog becomes senior also varies depending on breed size. I have discussed this extensively in episode 1, so if you haven't listened to that one yet, you might want to do that. But only after you've finished listening to this episode, of course. To summarize, large breeds like Great Danes may be considered seniors as early as 5 to 6 years, while small breeds might not reach senior status until 10 to 12 years of age. So the very definition of senior isn't a one-size-fits-all. Now, let's talk about one of the most persistent myths in senior dog nutrition, the idea that older dogs need less protein. For decades, there was a belief that reducing protein intake could prevent or slow the progression of kidney disease in older dogs. And this led many manufacturers to create senior formulas with less protein than regular adult dog foods. Now, this misconception has a lot of history. Back in the 1970s and 1980s, early studies on kidney disease in dogs suggested that reducing protein might help preserve kidney function. The problem is, these studies were conducted on dogs that already had kidney disease, not on healthy senior dogs. And somehow this evolved into a general recommendation for all aging dogs, regardless of their kidney health. And even today, I do still encounter this in my practice. Just recently, I had a client come in with an elderly golden retriever, and she was quite concerned because her neighbor had told her that all senior dogs need low-protein diets to protect their kidneys. Her dog was perfectly healthy with excellent kidney values on his blood work. And yet, she was considering switching him to a low-protein senior formula based on this outdated advice. And this is precisely the kind of well-intentioned mistake that can actually accelerate muscle loss in otherwise healthy senior dogs. But here's what current research actually shows. Healthy senior dogs often need more protein, not less. There are several studies that have clearly shown that healthy senior dogs who eat a diet with increased protein have a better preservation of lean body mass, think muscle, than those who are fed a restricted protein diet. Think about what happens to our own bodies as we age. If we don't take steps to prevent it, we naturally lose muscle mass. And that's a condition called sarcopenia. And the same thing happens to dogs. And one of the most effective ways to combat that muscle loss, that's a combination of exercise and adequate protein intake. Researchers at Tufts University published research in the Journal of Veterinary Internal Medicine showing that protein restriction is only beneficial in dogs with already existing kidney disease and not as a preventative measure. For healthy senior dogs, protein restriction can actually accelerate muscle loss and contribute to frailty. This is such an important finding. Restricting protein does not prevent kidney disease. However, once kidney disease is present, diet modification can make a huge difference. Dogs with diagnosed kidney disease may definitely need carefully controlled protein levels, but that's a specific medical condition requiring veterinary supervision and not a preventative measure for all seniors. So, if age alone shouldn't determine whether your dog eats senior food, what factors should you consider? Well, first, activity level. Many senior dogs remain quite active well into their golden years. I have patients in their teens who definitely still enjoy their daily walks and enjoy playtime. And these dogs need calories to support their activity. And putting them on a reduced calorie senior diet could leave them undernourished. On the flip side, I have many other patients who have genuinely slowed down with age. I have seen plenty of 12, 13 or 14-year-olds who really prefer short, leisurely strolls and lots of nap time. And in those cases, a moderate reduction in calories certainly makes sense. But even then, protein quality and quantity remain crucial factors. So the key here is to look at your dog's individual activity level and energy needs, not just their age. Second, their current weight and body condition. Is your dog at an ideal weight, underweight, or overweight? I talked about how to assess that in episode 3, and also about the landmark Purina lifespan study that showed that maintaining ideal body condition throughout life increased median lifespan by almost 2 years in the Labrador retrievers that they used for this study. So for overweight seniors, a carefully controlled weight management plan definitely is important, but that doesn't necessarily mean a standard senior formula. And then third, existing health conditions. But this is where individualization becomes essential. Dogs with kidney disease may need less of the mineral phosphorus and modified protein levels. For these dogs, the protein quality becomes even more important than quantity. They need highly digestible, high biological value proteins that provide essential amino acid while minimizing waste products that stress the kidneys. And this is something that requires professional guidance from your veterinarian. Dogs with arthritis may benefit from anti-inflammatory supplements like omega-3 fatty acids. And while many senior formulas add some omega-3s, the levels are often too low to have a significant anti-inflammatory effect. Research suggests that for joint benefits, dogs may need higher doses than what's typically included in commercial foods. And then fourth, there's dental health. Some senior dogs struggle with dental issues that make hard kibble difficult to chew. So the consistency of the food may need to change, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the composition of the food needs to change as well. I want to emphasize again just how critical maintaining muscle mass is for aging dogs. Muscle is essential for mobility, for immune function, and for overall health. When dogs lose muscle mass, they become weaker. They become less stable on their feet, more prone to injury. Their metabolism slows, making weight management more challenging. And their ability to bounce back from illness or surgery decreases. You might look at it this way. Imagine your senior dog's muscles as a savings account for their health. And every bit of muscle tissue represents stored resources the body can draw upon during times of stress, illness, or recovery. And when muscle decreases, a condition, like I said, that's called sarcopenia, that savings account shrinks. This loss definitely has a cascading effect throughout the body, and this is called frailty. With less muscle, balance and coordination suffer, with increased risks of falls and injuries. The body's metabolic rate decreases, making weight gain more likely, even if eating habits don't change. The immune system functions less efficiently, recovery from illness, surgery, or injury takes longer, and the body has fewer protein reserves to draw on during times of stress. And you know, once significant muscle loss occurs, it's not that easy to rebuild it, especially in senior dogs. Prevention truly is the best medicine when it comes to sarcopenia. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try, though. With a carefully designed exercise program, it's often still possible to regain some muscle mass, and any gain is beneficial. So that's why adequate protein intake is so essential for senior dogs. The amino acids in protein are the building blocks for maintaining and repairing muscle tissue. And without enough high-quality protein, muscle loss accelerates. Now, The World Small Animal Veterinary Association has published nutritional guidelines, and they specifically note that there is no scientific evidence supporting the need for senior pet food for healthy older dogs. Instead, they emphasize individualized nutritional assessment based on the dog's specific health needs. So, how do you determine what your senior dog should actually be eating? Well, you do need to know if there are any health issues that may influence diet needs. That's one of the very first things. I've said it before, I'm a huge fan of checking blood work on a regular basis. It gives us a peek inside the body, so to speak, to see what is going on with your dog's organs. And that is so helpful in detecting the onset of problems early, giving us the best chances to intervene. If there is a potential issue, then it's definitely best to talk with your veterinarian about the possible need for specific dietary measures. But if your dog is healthy, there is no need to change his diet to a senior formula. However, as I discussed in episode 3, if your dog has gained weight or tends to gain weight very easily, you might opt for a weight loss or a weight maintenance diet. As these diets have fewer calories, but still adequate levels of protein and other minerals. This is a much better option than simply restricting the dog's current food, as that may lead to deficiencies. And then there are a couple of things that you could add to support your senior. One nutritional supplement with a really strong scientific backing for senior dogs is omega-3 fatty acids. These essential fatty acids have been extensively studied, and the evidence for their benefits is quite compelling, especially for aging dogs. The most beneficial omega-3s for dogs are EPA and DHA, which are primarily found in marine sources like fish oil or algae oil. Now, here's what some of the research says about the benefits for senior dogs. Studies have found that dogs with osteoarthritis receiving omega-3 supplementation had significantly improved mobility and reduced pain compared to control group. They could get up more easily from a resting position and they were more playful. And another study found that with omega-3 supplementation, many dogs could do with lower doses of conventional pain medication. Now that's helpful. Then, beyond joint health, it was also found that omega-3s support cognitive function in aging dogs. And this study suggested that omega-3s may have some protective effect for canine dementia. And yet another study found that omega-3 supplementation helped slow the progression of chronic kidney disease. Those are some really powerful benefits for our aging dogs. There are foods that have added EPA and DHA, the beneficial omega-3s. However, to get to the real benefits, we generally need a far higher dosage than a dog would get from diet alone. If you are considering adding omega-3s to your senior dog's diet, here are some important things to consider. Quality is essential. Fish oils can oxidize easily, and then they become rancid and potentially harmful. So they need to be stored properly, which is in the fridge. I also prefer the use of capsules or soft gels rather than bottles of oil. Every time you open the bottle, the oil gets exposed to air and light, and that's when oxidization happens. And then the source matters. Dogs generally do best with oil from marine sources, such as fish oil or algae. Omegas from plant oils, such as flaxseed oil, need to be converted by the body to a different form, and dogs can convert it, but they don't do it very efficiently. We can, but they don't do that all that well. I personally prefer oil from algae, as it is a much more environmentally friendly option. One word of warning, though. Many producers use vitamin E as a preservative, and that's fine, but some of them use rosemary oil as well, as that is an excellent preservative. However, if you have a dog that suffers from epilepsy or is at risk for epilepsy, you might want to avoid those, as rosemary can trigger an epileptic attack. So do read the label and read what's in, exactly in the oil that you're using. The next thing I like to add is probiotics. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that support gut health, and there's growing scientific evidence that they can be especially valuable for older dogs. First, probiotics can help improve digestive health in elderly dogs, and that's particularly important because digestive efficiency often decreases with age, and older dogs can be more prone to gastrointestinal upset. Probiotics also appear to enhance immune function in aging dogs. And this is significant because immune function also naturally declines with age, leaving older dogs more vulnerable to infections and disease. And another fascinating benefit is reduced inflammation. In several studies, they found fewer inflammatory markers in the blood of dogs that were giving probiotic supplements. And finally, I'm a huge fan of regularly adding small doses of superfoods to your dog's diet. Superfoods are nutrient-dense foods that have a high concentration of antioxidants and other beneficial compounds. They're very useful in and of themselves, but they also serve as a boost for the beneficial gut bacteria. So that's a double whammy, so to speak. I have a couple of blog posts on my website about superfoods, and I also have written an ebook about 10 powerhouses of nutrition and how you can use those to boost your dog's diet. You can find it at caringforyourcanine.com under the tab offers, and you may want to check it out. Okay, let's summarize what I've covered today. Senior dog food is not a regulated category, and formulations vary widely. Then, the belief that all senior dogs need less protein is outdated and potentially harmful. Healthy senior dogs often need more protein, not less, to maintain muscle mass. Individual factors like activity level, weight, and health conditions should guide your diet choices. Elderly dogs can benefit from adding extra omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and superfoods to their diet. So, don't automatically reach for senior dog food just because your dog has reached a certain age. Instead, focus on what your individual dog needs based on their specific health status, body condition, and activity level. I hope this episode has given you valuable insights into making the best nutritional choices for your aging furry friend. If you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you shared it with others who might benefit from it. The more awareness we create, the more dogs we can help live a comfortable and happy life. And if you want to learn more, then visit my website, caringforyourcanine.com, and check out the ebook and all the other interesting stuff that's there to read. And of course, subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you next time. Until then. Oh, this old friend, a heart so true, kindred spirits forever and through. Side by side, we've weathered storms in a warm gaze. My soul transforms.